Okay. Sunday night, Sharon B'tochon. We'll we're up to the fourth premise in Perek Shlishi in Shaar B'tochon. But before we go further, I want to do something a little unusual. Why do I want to do something unusual? Because the last time we talked about doctors, and everybody wants to know about doctors. And I find it's like, I won't word Chas V'Shalom, I'm not amusing. It's sad, it's amusing, it's interesting. You tell people, you know, like if you say, okay, you have to go to a very good doctor. Indeed, because that's part of Hishtadlus. So there's an audible sigh of relief in the audience. It's like everybody sighs in relief. So really you have to trust in Hashem, and really you can go to any doctor. But what do you mean? I say, yeah, indeed, if there's an appreciable difference, so you have to go to a very good doctor. Now, the reason there's a sigh of relief is because we're lacking in bitachon. Because if we'd really have bitachon, we wouldn't sigh in relief. We would say, ach, what do I have to spend all that money for? Why can't we just leave it up to Hashem and go to a normal, you know, a regular doctor? But so the reason everybody is relieved, if I say, yeah, you can take out a full-page ad, because that's normal, because people notice a full-page ad more than a half-page ad. So if we had bitachon, we'd say, ach, have to go spend money now on a full-page ad. So that's something to think about. Why there's a sigh of relief instead of a negative reaction. If you don't know what I'm talking about, so it's just as well. But I know what I'm talking about, because I also give a sigh of relief when I find out that something is hishtadlus, and I'm allowed to do it, or I'm supposed to do it. So I go, so why do you go like that? Because we really don't have bitachon. In the olden days, old, so there were rishonim that had bitachon. And I will talk about that today, maybe in the next few lines of the Chayvus Al Babas, if rishonim can have bitachon. But before we go further, I want to do something unusual, besides that interesting introduction. And I want to treat you like men. What do I mean by that? I mean that, I have this philosophical shita. It's not me that has it in it, it's just logic, that really the Torah really contains everything in it. So halacha, and you know, whether it's men, women, it doesn't matter, because men usually don't have time to learn things on this level either. If you delve into the halacha and you go through the subtleties and intricacies and the different variations of halacha, which we know always exist in Hilchos Shabbos, Borer, like, oh man, like a million rules, and if it's tomatoes and it's green pepper, what about green and yellow peppers? Is that one min or two min? And you know, there's so many details. But really, if you step back and you look at the details of the halacha, they're not picayune at all, but they really create halacha really creates the context of our lives, and really, there's a lot of philosophy. What I'm driving at is there's really a lot of philosophy that could be found in halacha. We don't recognize it at first. A lot of psychology, a lot of philosophy. We don't recognize it at first because it's so, like, it's halacha. It's like, it's dry, it's rules. But if you would step back and think about Hilchos Shabbos, like, wow, look what it creates. and Muktzah creates this, and like really, like you see that the technicalities and the different the rules of halacha really create, are supposed to create, and hopefully do, and many times reflect a philosophy, reflect the context, reflect the way you're supposed to, your attitude towards it. So we don't realize it because we're busy with the rules as rules. Why do I say this? Because I decided we're gonna learn a little halacha in Hilchos Bika Cholin about being sick. So in Shin Lamed Vav, this is Yoredeya. Don't tell your husbands I'm learning with you. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Vav. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off and says, Nosna HaTorah Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos. The Torah gave permission for a doctor to heal. Right, we learned that out from a pasuk. Otherwise, a doctor would not be allowed to mix in to, we would say, well, it's pointless, and it's maybe also for a doctor to mix in when there's a gzera from Shemayim, a person should be sick. But the Torah says, Beferish, a doctor should go be merape someone. Umitzvahi. And it's a mitzvah. So that's a very strange lashon. It starts off with the word permission, and then it says it's a mitzvah. Because usually reshus, we think, means it's optional. Then it says it's a mitzvah. And adarabah, it's bikuach nefesh. And if you don't heal someone that needs your help, you're a shofech domim chas v'shalom. I'll add to that, if it's not a question of a life-threatening thing, but it's still considered hashavas aveda, it comes under the healing someone when it's not life-threatening, comes under the heading of hashavas aveda. Either it's indeed a monetary loss, or it could be just physical, but it's also like Shabbos Aveda. You're meshiv the person to health. You're letting them, allowing them to have full use of themselves is like Shabbos Aveda. Just the technicality of the halacha, that's what it is. So, and it says if even a doctor's not allowed to turn someone away, even if there's another doctor. Now we're talking from the perspective of the doctor. Shelo min hakol odem zoche lehisrapos. That's a very interesting statement. It really puts refuah already into the upper realm of something that's shemayim directed halachically. See, this has ramifications in halacha. A doctor is not allowed to say, like if someone came to him, so he fell into his sphere. So he's not allowed to say, you know, I'm on vacation. Well, I don't know about vacation. I'm not going to resolve all the halachic issues that could come up, but you can't send them away. Shalom in hakol odem zoche lehisrapos. It's bashert that this person, the two people with the same machla can go to the same doctor, or can go to the same doctor, and one person is healed, and the other person doesn't work. The halacha reflects the fact that refuah is from Hashem, and the doctor is just a shliach, and that's why we can make such a statement. Shalom in hakol odem zokel hisrapos. It doesn't say that about a kablan putting in new tiles on your kitchen floor, that lo min hakol odem zoche to have good tiles, right? If he's competent, he'll be competent for the two people. He won't be competent by one and not competent by the other, but by a doctor it does say it. Agavurcha, parenthetically, just, it says such a lashon by a teacher of Torah. It says lo min hakol odem zoche lilmod. Person, you could have two students in the same classroom, and just one connects with the teacher, and the other one just doesn't connect. And that's the same lashon of Chazal, lo min hakol odem zoche lilmod. So it's very interesting that you have the same lashon here in the Shulchan Aruch. Roman hakol odem zoche lehisrapos.
Does that mean that you can't turn somebody away if they come to you for spiritual guidance or a spiritual healing? You can't say, well, I'm not.
Spiritual healing.
Like somebody comes to a rav and says, I need you to learn with me because I need, you know, I need the chizuk and I.
I'm not ready to answer that now. I don't know. Well, I don't have that problem. I just send them to someone better. That's all. So,
well, that's exactly
no
what's
problem.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's a good shaila. I don't know. I can't answer that now. Possible. Whether you say refuas hanefesh Whether you would apply this or not, it's a question worthy of research to see. But why am I learning this now? Because I want to learn a Taz with you. This is called the Shulchan Aruch. You probably learned this. This is called the Taz, the commentary. Kosher. Taz asks a question. Keeping the Be'emes Mitzvah. So why am I learning this now? Because this is going to have to do with the Chag Shabbos, obviously, about doctors. And I love the fact that it's codified. The fact that it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not Musar, it's not Hashkafa, which sometimes we take to mean, well, don't take it that seriously, you know. It's only Musar or Hashkafa. So here it's in the Shulchan Aruch, which, I don't know, maybe I'm a man. So to me that means like, hey, this is real. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Why do I say only to a man? Because women, I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't mean anything bad by it. I just meant I learned Shulchan Aruch, so to me that, you know, that means something. If you tell me it's in a Rajba, so that means something to me. I don't know if I say to women it's in a Rajba, they maybe don't know what I'm talking about. I think I better be quiet while I'm ahead. Yeah? Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. Okay. Kosher, the Taz asks a question. If it's a mitzvah, why does the Shulchan Aruch start off calling it Rishus? V'nira, d'hochiyu kavonas ha'inyan. The refuah, this is a Taz in Shulchan Aruch. The refuah ho'amitis, yal pi bakoshos rachamim. Refuah really, Hashem sent the machla, your body's not functioning the way it should. By the way, the exception to everything we're learning today is colds. Right, that's the Gemara's exception, chutz mitzinim pachim, except for catching cold. If you don't dress warmly, you're going to catch cold. If you leave the window open, if it's drafty, you're going to catch cold. Even though doctors insist catching cold has nothing to do with being cold, but I don't believe that. I don't care. You know, they have this whole thing. It has nothing to do with being cold. You catch cold because you go into the heat after the cold and your membranes dry up, and that's why you catch cold.
So what do you mean it doesn't apply to catching?
That's not exactly from Shemayim. That Hashem puts that in your hands. Gemara says, catching cold is up to you. It's up to you. You're going to catch cold if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't dress warmly, if you don't do what you have to do when it's cold outside. Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim. That's the Gemara's lashon. So the next time your child has an ear infection, we're very lucky. Baruch Hashem. Another reflection, if I may ask your indulgence. 75 to 80% of our machlis end up being financial problems, not health problems. Baruch Hashem, we're living in a generation that there's so much medicine out there, and there's so many. It really becomes a financial drain. It's not like we should be mispalel in Borech Aleinu, not in Refaenu, most of the time. Forget about the percentage, but most of the time, you know, it's an expense, not a worry about the health, most of the time. Okay. Anyway, so the Taz says, really, refuah ha'amitis yal pi bakoshos rachamim. The Mishmaya Yeshlo Refuah. Kamosha Omar Akosov Mochatzdi Vani Erpa. Really, in other words, if you know your Mechlim Elio, if you know your Rambans, see, do I get back into your good graces now? No? So the Ramban is the one that says, hey, you shouldn't be going to doctors, we shouldn't be going to doctors. That's the Ramban. The Rambam says, there's a famous Mechlim Elio that discusses this at length. The Rambam says, whoever doesn't go to a doctor is out of his mind. And the Ramban says, we should not go to doctors. It's wrong to go to doctors. So the Taz here in the Shulchan Aruch is saying, like the Ramban, theoretically the Ramban's right. This is something that has to do with the Gezeirah and Shemayim. It has to do, if your body's not functioning properly, so it's Shemayim sent the din, you daven, you do tshuva, you go to a Navi, you go to a Chacham, and he tells you or suggests things you should be misaking to take away the machla. Elo she'ein ha'odam zoche l'kach. We're not on that madrega, that's what the Taz says. Either he means we're not on that, it's a flaw, but Let's be practical. People are not on that madrega. People can't live that way. They can't be so bonded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're ready to just relate to illness as a heaven-sent thing, and Hashem will take care of it. Ella, so, see, I say this, even if we assume that, I mean, Parnassa needs a shtadlus. There would not, no one would say this about Parnassa. This is something specific about sick, which means your body is not functioning the way it should, and why not? So certainly, hishtadlus, this doesn't, the Ramban doesn't apply to eating properly and taking care of yourself properly. And as I said, it has to do with colds. But really, you can go beyond cold. If a person's run down and gets sick because they don't eat or they don't sleep enough, that's not what we're talking about. The normal hishtadlus that Chavis Al-Mavis will soon say you must do certainly applies to health too. We're talking about here the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about illnesses, Chavis Al-Islam, we all know people get sick. People get sick through no fault of their own. They don't have a vitamin A deficiency. They get sick, people get sick. All sorts of sicknesses. Shvuos HaNefesh, Shvuos HaGuf, people are ill, so that's what we're talking about. So that's like, why isn't the body functioning properly? So that's only in Shemayim. So what are you going to a doctor for? Elo shein adam zocha lekach. Elo tzorech lasos refu al teva ha'olam. So we live with the b'di'eved. We live with the b'di'eved that we go to doctors. Who yisbar chiskim al zeh? It's like really, Hashem. The Taz understands. He's really just interpreting the phrase of the Gemara that the Torah gives reshus to the Rofe to be merape. So he's interpreting it. You know, we would look at the Gemara and we would say, well, I don't know what we would say. So the Taz says, you know what it means? Hashem gave reshus to the Rofe to be merape. It means really, it's inappropriate. It's really inappropriate. But we have to. So it's. It's not that so Hashem's telling us it is appropriate. Hashem's telling us to live with the b'di'eved. Yes, you are allowed to live with the b'di'eved. You're allowed to live with the way. You're allowed to live with not the ideal. We can't live. People can't handle the ideal, and therefore I am giving permission. Hashem says, for there to be doctors and for doctors to give medicines. It's interesting. What does it mean Hashem gave Rishus to be Merape? So when I read that Gemara, I say, oh, he wrote in the Torah that there's a doctor, Verapo Yerape. The Taz says he made medicines. That's what do you mean Hashem gave Rishus? He created medicines. So obviously the medicines are here for a reason. So that's the way Hashem gave us Rishus. To go to a doctor is by the fact that medicines exist. Refuels exist. The chivan shekavar b'hadam lidekach. So once there's permission for a doctor, so once we're living in that mode, so then already it's a mitzvah, u'mitzvahi. In other words, the rofe has reshus l'rapos. The first part of the sentence is talking about the Ramban, so to speak. Is saying that the Torah said that we're not able to handle the ideal. So he has permission. So once we're living in a world where we're not able to handle the ideal, so the Rofe now has a mitzvah. Now it gets notched up. It gets upgraded to mitzvah. But that's why the Gemara says, the Taz goes on to say, that when you go for a refuah, you have to issue a prayer. You know, it's found in many Siddurim. I don't know. We should get used to saying it, if Chalila, we have to. Yiratzum ufanecha, shihei esek zelila refua. Say again. Yiratzum ufanecha, shihei esek zelila refua. The tirpa eini, kikel rofe nemon ato, urfuascha emes, lefisha ein darkon shol b'nei odom leirapos, probably. What do you mean, ein darkon shol b'nei odom leirapos? Pirish Rashi, they shouldn't be doing it. They shouldn't be doing it. They should be davening. Amar Abaye lo lema in a shachi. That's not a correct. As Abaye says, Don't say that phrase, because Hashem gave Rishus to do it. So don't say we shouldn't be doing that. So he interprets it differently. The Taz says, he says, so you say that it's really not up to the doctor. It's a, the nusach of that Yehi Ratzon is a recognition that the doctor is merely a shliach of Hashem. So really he's a shliach of Hashem. So really we should just like go direct to the boss. What are you handling with the middleman for? If you even vakish rachamim, do tshuva. We can't handle that. So we go to the middleman, but the tefillah expresses our recognition, and this is what we saw in the Chodesh Halavos about Asa, the Melech Asa. It says, Lo Dorish as Hashem ki barofim. So the Chodesh Halavos is not suggesting that he shouldn't have gone to a doctor, but the key words is the first part of the sentence, Lo Dorish as Hashem. So we have to work on internalizing the idea that the doctor is a shliach, as much as we say it, but we have to believe it and we have to really feel it, and that's what the nusach tefillah, which is in Sizes Durim, and the Taz discusses it. Taz so Ayin Ramban Parshas Bechukosai. Okay, that's the Taz and Hilchos Speaker Cholim. I mean, it's no chidushim really, so to speak. It's he's reflecting this struggle to deal with the idea of being sick in doctors. Again, we're talking about being sick that the body's not functioning the way it should. So the Choritz Gzera from Shemayim. So what are we mixing in for? So that's the reshus we have, but we have to give daven a tefillah whenever we take a refuah that reflects a recognition that the doctor is only a shliach of Hashem. So we shouldn't be like Asa. We can't even be mishatef the doctor. You can't say when I'm healthy I'll have bitachon in Hashem, but when I'm sick I'll go to a doctor. Right? Yeah, that's what the Chodesh Halavos is coming to say in this, in his third understanding that you have to have in order to develop bitachon, is that bitachon is not a shared, you can't share bitachon. It's not Hashem and the doctor, Hashem and the boss, Hashem and anything. You have to think of everything that exists in the world as puppets. Puppets, you have to really, it even helps if we would think about it. This helps also when we'll be learning other inyanim, such as when someone does something nasty to you, how you should approach it. So you have to think of the whole world as puppets, and Hashem is like on top of the stage of it, and he's manipulating. He's manipulating everything that's going on, and everything that happens is just puppets. The difficulty is that within that is Bechira. But from the perspective of the person who to whom things happen, that's the perspective they have to have, and it's only Hashem that's up there. And the doctor or anything else, any other force, is only a shliach of Hashem. And that's why by refuah is it's a difficult inyan. That's why there's a Ramban, right? And there's a Rambam. So according to the Taz, it's really a question of the Madrega. He says, you know, no, and he says, nobody's on the Madrega of the Ramban. And in recognition of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission for a doctor to go ahead and created medicines. But what's the pshat? So now that exists, so when a person's sick, I struggle with. Is it as natural as eating food now? So then what's the purpose of the illness? Why did the illness happen? A person gets ill, they go to a doctor, prescribes a medicine, you take the medicine, you get better. So then, why did Hashem do that for? So it's just so I should lose money? Just right, it's like a financial hit? So we're supposed to think about illness that something's wrong, l'chaira. We still should at least latch on to the fact that if my body's not functioning right, that's a gezeira from Shemayim. If something's wrong with the body is supposed to function correctly. Why is the body functioning not correctly? So that's a gzera from Shemayim. So Hashem said, people cannot handle that they should just go to a Navi or a Rav or a Chacham and be told, make a cheshbon hanefesh on their own and do tshuva and they're waiting to be healed. People can't handle that. I guess illness is too real. It's too magushim to be able to handle that. It's too common, perhaps. So you go to a doctor and you get medicine, and you're going to be healed. I guess it's safe to say that you'll be healed even if you don't do tshuva. You know, you take, well, nowadays certainly, you know, you take antibiotics, clays, I don't know. It's like almost, we expect to be healed. It's almost like food, right? It's almost like food. I'm hungry, I eat, I'm not hungry anymore. So that's my hishtadlus, and that's what I'm... So now we get sick. Not always. So every once in a while we get reminded that it's not so simple, that it is a gzer from Shemayim. But if the truth is we paskin, that any time you're taking a medicine, when there's something wrong with your body, and you're taking a medicine to be masaking it, you have to say this tefillah. It's in the Taz, but it's in the fancy Siddurim also. And it's a recognition that the machla was sent by Hashem and the refuah was sent by Hashem, and this is just a shliach. And if I don't know. So why is it happening? If you're not doing tshuva, why are you getting better? You know, I think sometimes, you know, in Eretz Yisrael especially, so you read the Chumash and you see it doesn't rain half the year. So it really focuses us on to feel closer to Hashem. That's part of the reality of Eretz Yisrael, is that limitar hashamayim tishtem moyim, lo keretz mitzrayim, that it has an irrigation system and it... But Eretz Yisrael needs, you have to feel, we lift up our eyes and we need rain. We desperately need rain, and we're always feeling the need to daven to Hashem. There should be enough rain, and we have to restore the rain. Now, in the last few decades, it's not even a century old, I don't think. So I don't know. I go to the kitchen. There's water there. There's water. There's all sorts. Right? They used to. It wasn't that long ago that it rained in the winter, and they stored the water in boros. People sold water. They had water. They stored it. They prayed for rain, and they stored it for the summer. So it's not a maila, it's a chisorin. We're menutak from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like he took away, you know, we're happy. We're happy that we just read about in the paper, the Kinneret went down another few centimeters, and now you're not allowed to water your gardens, but turn on the water. Why not, Hashem? There's water in my sink. Like, it doesn't even... It's not a mile. It sounds funny. We should feel bad about it. Eretz Yisrael, you used to have to live with Hashem. Water. So maybe medicine's the same way. Maybe illness is the same way. Maybe now the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui of Chochmas or Refuah, that there's so many medicines out there. You go into a pharmacy, it's like for every conceivable machla, there's a medicine. Okay, I'm aware it's not always the case, of course, tragically. But I think we have to admit the reality that it's a far cry from 200 years ago. Far cry. A person could die from a little infection, or from anything. A person could die. And now you go...
qualified before there were any antibacterial agents. Mm. They had a completely different...
My point is, it's not a mila. It's not a mila. It's not a mila. It's like water. That's how I think of it sometimes. It
it pushes us further away from the reality of Hashem. And now we think of illness, not always, of course, you know, but all, I don't want to say it's a bad thing. We think of it as a good thing. Just like water is a good thing, right? Water's great. We don't have to worry. It's there. But it made Eretz Yisrael lose a certain quality of life. We use the word quality of life. Ruchnius is also quality of life. And I don't know, you don't have that anymore. You don't have it. So medicine also. Maybe all of this talk, you know, so you hear about Rahman al-Islam, people get sick and there is no refuah, then it hits home and they start running around to doctors to help. Then this hits home. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think of it sometimes we just, to us, medicine is like food a lot. You know, to a large degree, illness and medicine is like food. Sick? Oh, there's medicines right there. That's all. It's not even, we don't even, it's like, oh, I should really daven. I don't know. So it is, if I'm correct, so it's become like that, that medicine is more like food. And all of this talk is reserved for more sophisticated illnesses, Rahman al-Islam. But maybe in our everyday lives, medicine has taken on the quality of food, which is remarkable. It's a tremendous shefa from Shemayim that took place, let's say, in the last century, we'll call it two centuries, with the germs and antibiotics and all sorts of medicines. They even have medicines now for Choli Nefesh. I'm a big believer in that. That it's Baruch Hashem, like they were Megale, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Gilui, that many mental illnesses are really are physical in nature with chemical imbalances, and you take medicine, and it's remarkable. It's a remarkable thing. But it's great to have illnesses and medicine be like hunger and food, but it takes us away. You learn these Ramban and the Rambam and the Chavis Halvavos, and you learn about Osa, who you say, wow, like illness used to be a message from Shemayim. Every illness was a message from Shemayim, except for catching cold. Every illness was a message from Shemayim. And now, you know, it just doesn't have that quality. It's like food. You know, I'm hungry. Go to the store, get a prescription, get a medicine, eat it, get better. Good. Okay. But it's kedai to remember that when the body is not functioning properly, it is a message from Shemayim. L'chaira. What I mean by L'chaira is that I struggle with this, because nowadays that the reality is I just go to the pharmacy and I buy the medicine and I take it, so maybe it's not like that anymore, maybe it's just like food. But still, something did happen. My body did not function properly, but Hashem just made it that I could take medicine without doing tshuva and I'll get better. And that's, again, you know, that I think that's the majority of our what we call illnesses are like that. So that's I'm happy about it, but it's sad in a way. Okay, let's go further.
Like yeah. He doesn't have to rely on his
right. It's like that.
But nowadays, I really think that more and more people are discovering, even with a simple, you know, ear infection where you need antibiotics, people are more and more discovering how the conventional medicine and the quick fixes, they're really not mirapi the body. Yes. And the kid who gets the ear infections over and over again, or the adult who suffers from pneumonia once every 2 months, that it really, that there is no such thing as a quick fix.
Yes.
And I think that more and more people recognize that, and it's more in tune with this idea that it's not something that's happening.
But it's hard, because then we just go for the tube. You know, we get the tube. Get rid of the doctor, and he gets the tube operated. I have a grandson. I have a grandson who gets, every month he gets strep. So the doctor says, take out his tonsils. I don't, take his tonsils out, finished. Take his tonsils out, and you solve the whole problem. So I don't, you know. So there's, I don't know. You're right, and again, it's something I struggle with. That whether it's antibiotics or operations or things, it's so common and so easy. And Hashem was Megala. This, it's like a Gilui. It's like a Shefa from Shemayim to be Megala. Right, I was just reading the other day, George Washington, he died because the doctors kept, they make his dam, he had a bad cold, and they just kept bloodletting. He didn't die. His body was so weak from the doctors that he died.
Yeah. There's a lot of other little variables involved, and if you call it a wake-up call, but most of the antibiotics and the illnesses that keep recurring and that go kid. Now those children don't all have to do children, so there's another aspect in it.
With children getting sick, yeah. Okay, so this is something, okay, I struggle with it, how to view our illnesses, but unfortunately it's plenty common enough that there's no medicine. So really it's, but when there's no medicine, you don't have to struggle. Then you just turn to Hashem and you, you know. Okay, let's move on to the Hagdama HaRevius, the fourth of the five premises you have to develop full bitachon, and that is to do Hashem's will as much as you can. What is the Chabad Halevi saying here? So we had before that one of the necessary attributes that someone you have, one of the necessary attributes that someone has to have for you to be able to fully rely on someone is that he's going to help you even if you don't deserve it. That was one of the seven. Right? You can't rely on someone fully if he's only going to help you if you deserve it. Because, oh my goodness, like I know what I did yesterday. So we could never have bitachon, especially since we all walk around with guilt trips that we're not doing what we're supposed to do anyway. So you have to believe Hashem, Rachmav al kol ma'asov, that's what we had. But now the Chavis HaLovitz comes along and says, but you have to do your best to do Hashem's will. And it's not logical to say to Hashem, we're not talking about punishment now. We're talking about just a natural relationship we have with Hashem. We can't violate Hashem's will knowingly and willingly and then expect Hashem to be nice to us. He doesn't talk about punishment. He's not talking about punishing us. He's talking about logic. You know, it's almost like thinking of Hashem as a person. Like, you know, I go to someone, you know, for a loan, you know, and it says on his door, you know, do not ring the bell till 2 p.m., you know. And it's 1:30, and I ring, ring, ring. Then he opens the door and says, can you lend me money? Like, how's he going to feel? How's he going to act? So the Chavis says, it's the same way. So he doesn't speak this out, but I'm sure that that's shot. When he said, even if you don't deserve it, means because we're human, and you know we're not perfect beings. And we, you know, Hashem could always find fault with us. The Midas Hadin could always find fault with us. We struggle and we fail and we try again. So that's okay. We could still have bitachon, full-fledged. Hashem will do for us even if we don't deserve it. The world was created with Midas Harachamim for that reason. Because Hashem saw that with Midas Hadin, no one's going to make it. But you have to try, and he really uses... He says, you have to try very, very hard, he says. This is almost like a childish phrase, but he's serious. You have to try your best. You have to do your best to do what's right, to follow Torah, to follow Halacha, to do Hashem's will. You have to do your best, because if you, and he quotes a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and really, you know, I've learned this Mishnah tens of times, and the Chavis HaLovitz gives it new meaning. He gives a new meaning. The Mishnah in Avos says, "Asay ritzono kiritzoncha, kidei sheyaser ritzoncha kiritzono, batel ritzoncha mitnei ritzono, kidei sheyavatel rotzonachayir mitnei ritzonecha." So you know, I learned this Mishnah, and it's kind of cute. Like, hey, you know, it's easy to remember, play on words.
Asay Ritzono Kiritzoncha Kadesha Yasir Ritzoncha Kiritzono. Say that fast 5 times, you know. But the Chavis HaLobos gives it new meaning. He says, you know, this is real. It's really real. You want, we have that relationship with Hashem. That's what the Chavis HaLobos is saying. You want Hashem to do your will. That's bitachon. You want him to do and give you the things that you want, that you need, and that you... He says, then you're going to turn around and just violate his will. That doesn't make any sense. You think of a person, huh? The Chaim Salvador says, it's not me. Think of Hashem like a person. He says, you're not going to go to a person and expect him to be mismodeed with your will to, you know, hey, you want this? Sure, I'll do it for you, no problem. I like you. I want you to be happy. I want you to have what you want. So then there's a reciprocity that's expected. But the reciprocity is not to be perfect. The reciprocity is not to not fall and not make a mistake and be perfect. Robot, you know, be perfect. It's not possible. It's adarab. We have to have bitachon only by believing that Hashem gives us what we don't deserve. Even if we don't deserve. But you have to do your best. You can't. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to expect someone to want to fulfill your will if you just, you know, if you don't do your best. If you willingly don't do your best. If you willingly just, you know, I say Ritzono Kiritzonecha. Do his will. Kidei Sheyaser Ritzoncha Kiritzono. Yeah, that's the reciprocity that exists. You want Hashem, you want to have a relationship with Hashem where, you know, slap you on the back and say, sure, no problem. So you have to say the same thing to him. That's what he expects from us. That we should violate his will and he should do ours. It's not logical. Makes no sense. He's not talking about onesh. He's not talking about a punishment. That's what the chiddush and the chavis halvavus is. He's not talking about a punishment. He's talking about almost as if Hashem's our friend. Really, it's like such a. When I learned this the first time and I thought about it, and the second and third time, and I thought about it, it was almost weird because he's not talking about onesh. He's talking about logic. Just a lot. Logic. You want Hashem? You want to be talking to Hashem? You can't walk across the guy's lawn on his flower bed and then ask him for a loan. So if you did it by mistake, you didn't realize, oh my goodness, I was in such a rush to get to the door, I can't believe what I did. No problem. He'll give you the loan. He's going to smile at you and he's going to say, no problem, just be more careful next time. Give you the loan. But if you and you see the flower bed and you just, I don't care, what do I care? Then you knock on the door and you ask for the loan. So that's Hashem's the same way. That's really, it's a remarkable thing the Chavis HaLobos is saying. So what is he saying? He's saying, you know, that's the kind of relationship we have with Hashem. That's it. Asay Ritzono Kiritzoncha Kadesh Yasir Ritzoncha Kiritzono. It's a chiddush. That's what he's saying. And he brings down psukim to that degree. Okay, we'll stop here. This was Le'ili Nishmas Chaim Ephraim Rav Nosson, by the way. Thank you. And okay, that's it. That's if, okay, we'll stop there.